Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Anybody in this room heroic?
Huh?
Have you saved anybody? Have you done, like, I think we do, we take calls from people. You could call and say, like, shout out a hero.
Sure.
And go, this guy one time, I crashed my car and he, like, rappelled down. We had somebody, like, I remember somebody called in with this story. They were driving to, like, Steamboat, and there's this pass that you go over Rabbit Ears where in the winter, like, it gets pretty, if you go over all the way over Rabbit Ears, they'll find you in spring. Like, they'll find what was left of you. It's like, there's a couple mountain passes, Wolf Creek in Colorado, where even the rescuers are like, yeah, no, it's fine.
We're not going.
Yeah, they're gone. But somebody, they went over, like, one of the dangerous passes, and they're in their car, like, I know where I'm at. Like, probably nobody saw me go over the edge or whatever. And all of a sudden, somebody was pulling on their door. And this guy driving by just happened to be, like, a spelunker or whatever, like a cave guy, had rope and, like, tied it to the guardrail, saw him go over the edge, and then just rappelled down, got him out of the car, and helped him back up to the side of the road.
That's crazy.
That's a hero.
Yes.
But, like, so you could call and tell that story. But I feel a lot of the stories are going to be people calling going, yeah, that was me. I was a rappel guy.
Yeah.
Like, I was just driving. You want to toot your own horn on the radio, right? You want to go,
yeah,
I'm heroic.
I'll honestly not toot my own horn because I was terrified when this happened. But I was working at, like, my high school job, and a woman comes running in and is like, call 911. A man, I worked next to a jewelry store, and a man went into the jewelry store and had, they thought, a gun in his pocket, but it was actually a knife. So the owner was able to, I was on the phone 911. The owner, like, punched him out and then ran out and locked him in.
What?
Store, but then I was on 911. So,
so
was,
he's
not the
in
hero.
The store, but
he was the hero.
He could steal anything, but he's not going to get out.
Right. He couldn't get out. It was so crazy, and I was so shaken up. I was not a hero. I was like, okay.
But that jewelry owner, I mean.
Amazing.
But that's his, like, he's like, it's like a mom and pop jewelry store. It's like, if I don't punch this guy out, I'm going to lose my livelihood.
And like, he had a knife. So, like, and also maybe my life.
Oh my God.
So he was the aggressor.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Okay. That's what, like, sometimes, you know, is a kid a hero if they stop an abduction, like stop their own abduction?
For sure. Yeah.
There are, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've tried to teach my kids this. Like, if you just resist, you're going to be kidnapped because you look like a kid whose dad is just like, you have to keep screaming at the top of your lungs. I saw this. This was a kid I saw on the news, total hero. You have to keep screaming, I don't know this person.
Yeah.
Because if you keep going, no, I don't want to go with you. It's like, that's your dad, and you don't want to go home from mm-hmm. the park.
I don't know you.
You have to keep screaming. And that was, it was this kid. I think of that kid as a hero because I remember watching the news.
Yeah.
And the kid was like, I just kept screaming, I don't know you, I don't know you. And then finally other people like jumped in. I was like, is this your dad? And he's like, no. And they got him out of there. My kids saw that story and that, like, not that they were ever abducted after that, but had they, right. had anybody tried. They My kids are kind of ugly, so nobody really...
Stop that.
Nobody really
How dare
went
you
after
say
them.
That about your children?
I'm just kidding. I just don't want anybody to go after my kids now that oh, I'm no, the no, challenge no. accepted.
They'd beat them.
Yeah. For, my son's a black belt. Good luck.
Okay. Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Oh. He really is, yeah. Oh.
Legit.
Wow,
yeah.
okay.
In karate. Like, yeah. go after him. He, the day he quit, he forgot everything. Oh. So
Like
if you want to go after my son right now, he's pretty easy.
Okay.
All right. So if you are a hero or you want to shout out a hero, we'd love to hear your heroic stories. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I want to say that I was a hero at the Louis Tomlinson concert.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I don't know if you recall this. June 21st. I think it was a year ago, maybe two.
It was June?
Yeah. We're sitting at Louis Tomlinson. One marble size hailstone came down, hit me in the back. And I took a picture of it and I was like, is that all you got? Because we were just laughing. It's like one hailstone. It was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then like 10 minutes later, the screens go like, get out! Get out! Like, we'd already left Red Rocks twice. Like they sent us out for lightning, and then they give the all clear. You come back, so you walk clear down to your car. You come right. back, and on this time they were like, "You can stay. It's not that bad." And then all of a sudden they're like, "Get out." We start running, and it's just like, "Here comes the hail," and I put my coat over my daughter's head.
Good.
And then I heard like it's like a gong. It was like, "Pull, wong, 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 wong," and I was like, "What the what?" And it was, and I could tell, then my face was wet.
Oh.
And I was like, that's not rain. Because it was just blood gushing. Oh.
How big were these hails?
Golf ball.
Oh, jeez. My gosh.
And I'm just going to say, at a Louis Tomlinson concert, you know who he is, right? One Direction.
Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's at that concert?
All younger girls.
14-year-old girls. It was the most horrific sound.
And some of them were alone.
All their parents are like at bars. They're like up at the top bar. Like you just abandon your kids because you don't want to watch it. I was sitting with my daughter.
Yeah.
But like so many girls had no parental, and they're just screaming. It's like the worst thing that ever happened to them.
Wow.
And then the other heroes were the roadies for Louis Tomlinson. Finally came running out on stage. And started pulling people onto the stage.
To get under.
Under the roof.
Wow.
Because the vendors at Red Rocks wouldn't let people under their roofs. They're like, you can't come back here. You might steal our beer. And it's like, hey, man,
gosh.
We're dying.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I'm bleeding from
my face. We're being murdered out here.
Okay. They're 14.
Yeah.
It was, and some of them were laughing. It was horrible. Some of the vendors were like, there was a lot. Yeah, there was a lot of people got fired.
Not heroes.
The other one that I saw in the news that was killing me, there was a DoorDash driver that's a hero that like... got an order, and I don't remember all the items in it, but it was like duct tape.
Oh, yeah.
Like the whatever the zip ties.
A shovel and tarp or something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To a hotel room.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I don't like it. So he just contacted the police and went, can you maybe help me for why somebody would need... So the police met him at the hotel room, and they went in and searched, and there was... He had somebody kidnapped in there.
It was just crazy.
That he was absolutely going to tie up more.
Yeah.
I would.
And probably kill.
I would have assumed, someone's playing a prank and they're trying to order the weirdest. Like, this is so obvious.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, they, like, and then you call the cops and it'd be like, clearly it's a prank.
I'm playing a joke. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but it was real.
It was
so
real.
So definitely you see something.
That kid was a hero. DoorDash driver just put two and two together.
Yeah.
And went, I'm going to save somebody's life. Maybe. Or end a really stupid prank.
Wow. Good.
Okay. Well, we've all been heroes. If you've been a hero, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So off air, Tiak has been serenading us, and I think it's time for him to do it here. We're taking hero calls, and he's been...
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, that was actually pretty good.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, it's really
I can
not.
Wipe away your tears.
Oh, man.
I can kiss away the pain. What kids bop version were you listening to?
He doesn't have to be right. He's just singing, Erica.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Relax. He's being more of a hero than you are.
I'm sorry.
Mike.
Yeah.
Hero. That was really kind of a letdown on this side.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your hero story?
One of my clients at work just told me the story the other day, but his two sons were out hiking in Summit County, like the middle of winter, and there's like 2 feet of snow on the ground. Younger son decided he wanted to quit because he was just kind of over the snow, so he went back to camp. Older son kept going. He wanted to summit the peak. So on the way back, he gets lost.
Oh.
And they start sending out search crews looking for him because his phone's dead. They can't get a hold of him. They call the guy, their dad, the guy I know, and they're like, 10 o'clock at night, like, we can't find your son. He's out in the middle of nowhere. Start driving up here for the worst case scenario. And then around 1 o'clock in the morning, he just strolls into camp with some guy on his back. The reason why he was so late was because he found some dude that fell and broke his leg, also hiking alone, had no one with him. And instead of, like, just leaving him there trying to find help, he put him on his back and carried him through 2 feet of snow to get him out of the woods.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he strong enough to carry a dude? Clearly.
I mean, it took multiple hours, so apparently, but, like, yeah, he just wouldn't leave him alone. He kept hiking through snow with him.
That's so kind.
And you have to be, you have to know inside. You're doing the right thing, but you're like, people are freaking out thinking I'm lost.
Yes.
For sure, but I get, what am I going to do?
This is the best case scenario.
He wasn't lost. They thought he was lost.
I know,
lost,
but I'm saying he knew that everybody thought he was lost.
Right.
When the swing of emotions for his dad to go, my son is missing. Oh, there he is. He's a hero.
Yeah.
He saved a man.
That's amazing.
Wow.
They got to give him the key to the city of like Summit County or something.
Yeah, he was only like 22 years old at the time, too, apparently.
Wow.
And they just let him go hiking by themselves. Sorry. I'm just...
At 22?
I know,
you're an
but
adult.
It's still in 2 feet of snow. Sorry. Oh,
okay.
I turn into a little bit of an Erica parent on that one.
Hey,
I'm more
not
of a Coco man at the 2 feet of snow.
Thank you for the call, Mike. Austin.
Yay.
Hero.
When I was 5, my mom was working overnights at the hospital as a nurse. And would nap during the day. And my sister and I were out playing at our apartment, and this kid ended up having a seizure in the middle of the parking lot, knocking himself out, scared the, you know, out of me. I ran inside because the only hero I could think of was my mom because she was a nurse. So she grabs her medical bag. Obviously, at first, she was irritated that I woke her up from a nap.
Yeah, she's groggy. She's like, what?
She's like, Grabs her medical bag, goes out, tells me to go back inside, call 911. I did. And the kid, 911 came, and the kid ended up being completely fine.
Oh,
but I just, it was just,
Did you get grounded, though, for waking your mom up?
No.
You did the right thing.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But nurses need their sleep, too.
I know.
You could have just called 911 and let her sleep.
No, come on. Okay.
No, that's a great story. We love the nurses here. Mm-hmm. Mark?
Yes.
Yay. Yes.
Yay. Hero, what do you got?
So this was several years ago. I had delivered a baby in a King Supers parking lot.
What?
Oh, yeah, no big deal.
Oh, okay. Just casual. You know how one does.
Are you a doctor?
No, I was in. I was a police officer at the time, and I had just gotten off shift, and wife wanted me to stop by King Supers to grab some stuff for the dinner that night, and so I was walking in. A lady had pulled up in a van. Her friend was actively giving labor in the passenger seat. So,
Have you done it before, and, or you just...
No.
Did your
no, that was my first time.
With your policeman training.
Oh, my God. Like, that is... Wow. Did they name the kid Mark?
No. I actually, everything went well and just mainly just played catch. And luckily, the fire department was right behind me and took over. But,
yes. Yes. He indeed did just say, I mainly catch. Just played catch with a baby.
Don't make that sound.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.